This section is on shame versus guilt and developing resiliency. Jeff Van Vonderen defines shame as the belief or mindset that something is wrong with you. It's that you sense or believe you are deficient, defective, or worthless as a human being. Brené Brown defines shame as the intensely painful feeling or experience of believing we are flawed and therefore unworthy of acceptance and belonging. Shame is our wound that, when not treated, festers and becomes infected and eventually spreads throughout our whole body. If we do not address our shame, it will infect our entire life and our relationships. Shame is what keeps us feeling that we will never be good enough. As Brené Brown says, the less we know about shame and the impact it has on our lives, the more power it will have. In the end, we are left feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, and alone. When we experience shame, our connection with others is broken, and we are not able to connect or relate with others. This is true for our relationships with God and people. Guilt, on the other hand, looks at our behavior and not our value as a human being. This is what Jeff Van Vonderen has to say about guilt. God created you and me so that when we do something wrong, we experience a sense of guilt. Guilt is like a spiritual nerve response to sin, an emotion in response to wrong behavior. Guilt will turn us away from the wrong we are doing and turn us back to God and each other. When we experience guilt, we get the opportunity to reconcile with God and each other. We can build connection with others instead of focusing on our own self-worth and cutting ourselves off from connection. I agree with Brené Brown that we cannot become resistant to shame. But as she puts it, we can develop the resilience we need to recognize shame, move through it constructively, and grow from our experiences. Through speaking to ourselves like we would anyone else, connecting with others who are safe, and talking about our shame, we can begin to develop our shame resilience. To develop our shame resilience, we need to first be able to recognize and understand our shame triggers.